AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Labor Department says inflation cooled for the third straight month in April, even after some of President Trump's tariffs took effect. But economists and many business owners expect inflation will climb in the coming months. President Trump is in Saudi Arabia.
Signing on behalf of the United States, the Honorable Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America.
He signed economic and bilateral cooperation agreements. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the Saudi de facto ruler, met with the president.
Number one, I like visiting with you, and we've known each other very well, and I really believe we like each other a lot. And number two, we've brought tremendous investment in and tremendous jobs.
Prince Mohammed has already committed some $600 billion in new Saudi investments in the U.S., but the president teased $1 trillion would be even better. In New York, R&B singer Cassie could testify as soon as today in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial. He's accused of forcing women into drugged-up sex parties called freak-offs. In Paris, Kim Kardashian testified. She said a silent prayer as a masked man pulled her toward him in a Paris hotel room during a 2016 jewelry heist. She said she thought the man was going to rape her and kill her. French prosecutors say the assailants, most in their 60s and 70s, were part of a seasoned criminal ring. Also in Paris, actor Gerard Depardieu was found guilty of sexually assaulting two women on the set of a movie and was given an 18-month suspended prison sentence. UnitedHealthcare CEO Andrew Witty is stepping down for personal reasons. The nation's largest health insurer suspended its full-year financial outlook due to higher-than-expected medical costs. Witty replaced Brian Thompson, who was shot and killed outside a Manhattan hotel in December. This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks rose in morning trading on Wall Street Tuesday. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%. The NASDAQ Composite jumped 1.3%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 0.3%. The index was weighed down by a sharp decline for United Health Group. The health insurance giant's CEO resigned, and the company withdrew its financial outlook for 2025. The market's broad gains follow a report that showed inflation unexpectedly slowed across the country last month. They also follow Monday's big leap triggered by a 90-day pause announced in the trade war between the United States and China. Economists and analysts say inflation may still run higher in coming months because of President Donald Trump's tariffs. Damian Troisi, New York.
The government says egg prices fell for the first time in months but remain near record highs to $5.12 in April. In March, egg prices had climbed to a record $6.23 per dozen. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.